Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, your guide through the technical jungle.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie: AI voice cloning ethics. Buckle up, it's going to be a wild ride.
Absolutely, Jamie. Voice cloning technology has come a long way from the robotic voices we used to hear in old text-to-speech systems. Nowadays, AI can replicate human voices with such accuracy that it can be hard to tell the difference.
That's both amazing and a little terrifying. So how does it work? Are we talking about some kind of digital parrot here?
Not exactly, Jamie. It's more sophisticated than a parrot. Voice cloning involves three main components: speaker encoding, text-to-speech synthesis, and a vocoder. Together, they capture the unique aspects of a person's voice, like pitch and accent, and then use that to generate new speech from text.
So you're telling me my computer can mimic me saying things I've never actually said? That's both cool and kind of creepy.
Exactly. And that's where the ethical crossroads come into play. On one hand, this technology can create personalized digital assistants, help people with speech impairments, or even bring back the voices of those who've lost the ability to speak.
Wow, that's genuinely heartwarming. But I guess there's a but coming?
But there's a dark side. Imagine impersonating public figures or creating fake audio clips to spread misinformation. The potential for harm is significant, which is why consent, transparency, and safeguards against misuse are crucial.
I see what you mean. So how do developers ensure they're on the right side of the ethical line?
Good question. It starts with obtaining explicit consent from anyone whose voice is being cloned. Then, embedding digital watermarks in the audio to indicate that it's AI-generated, and making sure the data is handled securely and responsibly.
Makes sense. Keep it ethical, people. But what about biases? I bet not all accents are treated equally by these systems.
Spot on, Jamie. Bias in voice models is a real issue. Developers need to use diverse datasets to train their models, ensuring they perform well across different accents and dialects. It's all about inclusivity.
Speaking of inclusivity, it's cool to think about voice cloning helping with accessibility. But I can also see the temptation to use it for, let's say, less noble purposes.
Right. For every positive use, like accessibility tools or dubbing content in multiple languages, there's a potential for misuse, such as impersonation or fraud. That's why ethical guidelines and robust testing are so important.
Got it. So it's not just about can we clone voices, but should we, and how do we do it responsibly?
Precisely. And looking ahead, we're seeing governments and industry groups stepping up with regulations and best practices for synthetic media. It's all about balancing innovation with responsibility.
That's reassuring to hear. It seems like a lot of thought is going into making sure this tech does more good than harm.
Definitely. And for anyone diving into voice cloning, remember, transparency, consent, and security are your best friends.
Friends indeed. Well, that's been a fascinating trip down the voice cloning rabbit hole. Thanks for keeping us informed and ethical, Alex.
And thank you, Jamie, for keeping the curiosity alive. And a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world's most intriguing topics.
Catch you next time, where we'll explore another mind-blowing aspect of tech. Stay nerdy.